We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gim. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. And if you miss a show or you want to share something you heard, go to iTunes.com, search the Staying Young Show. You can download all the past shows for free. But you can also go to StayingYoungShow.com because there's a link to iTunes from there. And also, if you're a Facebook person, go on Facebook and you can look up Executive Medicine of Texas to get all kinds of health tips. Every day, just about something new is on there, some great stuff. But today we're going to talk about a topic that's really near and dear to my heart. And I love talking to the parents out there and the grandparents out there when we have a topic like this. But we're going to talk about childhood obesity and kind of where it starts. So even if you don't have a young child at home, this is important because this is a lot of this applies to adults as well. But also, if you're a grandparent, you can share this information with your kids. So our later, we're going to have a guest on with us, Emma, who is the first female Wiggle. Love the Wiggles. If you remember, we had on a different Wiggle in the past. But today
we're going to go through all of them.
No, I think this is it. I think we're going to be wiggled out. But today's topic's interesting because there was a new study out by the Mayo Clinic that was released talking about the new anorexic overweight teenager. So this is what happens. The kid gets about teenage years, 13, 14, takes him to the doctor. Parents take him to the doctor. Hey, he's getting teased at school. You know, she's gained a little weight. She's looking a little chunky. Doctor looks at that, you know, BMI chart and says, you need to lose weight. But nobody actually teaches these kids how to lose weight. So they turn to things like binging and purging, they diet pills, all these things. So let's talk a minute about the crisis.
Well, it's an epidemic. And so, I mean, if you look at childhood mortality and the rates that it's increasing in the United States, you know, the projections are that, 30% of the kids now are obese by the time they hit middle school. That number is projected to double over the next couple of decades. So they're going to catch up with the adult population, and that 70% are obese or overweight. And so the complications of that we see daily in our clinic with these kids coming in with elevated blood sugars, elevated cholesterol, their blood pressures are up. They've got all the diseases of people 30 years their senior that we saw just a few decades ago.
Well, in diabetes, I mean, it's a big, big problem. I don't know how we're going to afford all this diabetic treatment that we're going to have to do.
That is a social issue, but the when I was in residency, if you went to Morning Report and you said you admitted a pediatric type 2 diabetic, the director usually pulled you over and said you better go review it because they just didn't happen. And now type 2 diabetics make up over 50% of the new diagnosed diabetes in the pediatric population.
That's really crazy. And that goes along with some of these statistics. A third of children and teens are obese. And listen to this. This one just blows me away. Kids 2 to 5 years old, the obesity rates have doubled since 1980. And childhood, as in like elementary school, those rates have tripled since 1980.
So let's speculate. Why is that happening?
Well, I think it's just for the same reasons that it's happening in the adult population, is that those spikes in sugar and the sugary content leads to the insulin insensitivity, and then the body shifts over and starts storing that extra caloric intake as fat.
Now
you got
more
away.
Speculation later.
It's time for Doc Shock, and Doc Shock is when we take something in the news that we find interesting, fascinating, shocking, or sometimes it's something we've been doing for 10 years that the media has now released as interesting and shocking. But this particular one I thought fit kind of right in with what we're doing. Listen to this. The largest DNA sequencing study of anorexia nervosa has linked the eating disorder to variants in the gene coding for an enzyme that regulates cholesterol metabolism. And the findings suggest that anorexia could be caused in part by a disruption in the normal processing of cholesterol. So then it says disrupts the mood and then causes the eating disorder behavior. I thought this was really interesting because there's a lot of talk right now about cholesterol and cholesterol metabolism. We did a show on this recently where we had on somebody with a PhD in nutrition that was talking about...
So the American Heart Association is responsible for all the anorexics out there because they put us on low cholesterol diets.
But I think this study highlights something very important, and it's perhaps a little subtle, but the way doctors are looking at diseases now is because of genetic sequencing and modern technologies, we're now viewing diseases with whole new glasses. We're seeing things differently, and the assumptions that were made for decades are being debunked. They're wrong. And this will lead us to a cure for many conditions, not just anorexia.
Well, what do you think? Oh, we'll have to pass on that for now.
Well, now it's time for the Immortal Minute.
The Immortal Minute.
Thank you. So in line with today's topic, it's a rather older article. It's published in 2005, but it details, will rising childhood obesity decrease U.S. life expectancy? And it was published in the New England Journal, and basically the author stated that with the rising, yeah, remember, they were using 2000 numbers, not 2013 numbers, but even with those numbers and projecting out that it would decrease from 3 to 5 years the average mortality in the United States by 2080, just from the childhood obesity. And what is important about that, or I found astounding, is they said drops in the longevity like that are only seen with, the last time it dropped that much was during the Great Depression, or when there's an outbreak like the flu epidemic of 1918.
Best weight loss you can get right there is, you know, virus.
So if we had knew that this illness was coming, a flu epidemic, we would do everything to come up with a vaccine and try to prevent it. But we've got this epidemic upon us that's going to result in the same type of mortality decrease, and yet we're doing nothing to any great extent about it.
That's such a good point. I mean, we need to be doing more. Instead, the food industry is spending $1.6 billion marketing to our kids. I mean, just go down the cereal aisle. I mean, it's crazy.
It's going to take the same type of campaign that it took for smoking to get the change in some of the nutritional legislation.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get it out there. But hey, if you haven't been to the website emtexas.com yet, emtexas spelled out .com, be sure to go there. We've got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to have Emma, the first ever Wiggle, on with us. We're going to continue our discussion on childhood obesity. You're listening to the Stay and Young Show. Don't go away. Are you looking to grow your business or drive people to your website? This is a rare opportunity. If you'd like to advertise on the Stayin' Young Show, that's right, run commercials during our show, you can contact us at 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. The best way to attract new customers is to go to people who are already interested in health and wellness. That's right, advertising on the Stayin' Young Show will help drive customers to your business. Call us today at 1-800-910-3932.
All advertising must be pre-approved by the Stay Young Media Group.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of executive medicine of Texas and the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and the authors of the book Age to Perfection. If you have not ordered your copy, go on emtexas.com. Order your copy of Age to Perfection. It is going to start shipping soon. Super excited about all those pre-orders. And again, also, you need to remember that at the end of the show, we have our Dementia Defender Riddle, so you need to stay tuned for that. Dr. Gammon's saying it's a good one. He's holding it up and smiling. So, and, you know, that's a great way to get a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, by listening to that riddle and then sending us your correct answer to that. But today we have a guest with us on, and it's Emma from the Wiggles. And earlier I said she's the first ever Twiggle, but I got a little tongue-tied. She's the first ever female Wiggle. So what does it feel like to be a female Wiggle in the world of male Wiggles?
It's a big family, you know. We're actually traveling all around North America on a bus through 35 cities, and it's really great. The boys just go up the back and play video games, so it's quite good.
So it must be the life. I mean, it's like they never grew up, right? You're saying they go to the back of the bus, they play video games, and, you know, they dance around and sing. I mean, it's kind of like Disneyland every day, right?
It kind of is, and, you know, we have a lot of fun together, and we're on the road so much that we really get used to, you know, hanging around each other all the time. And, you know, we're visiting America for 2 months, and it's a really big tour, and, you know, at least we all get on, and you know, we're basically like a family.
Well, I think that's really cool. So did you just want to grow up and be a Wiggle? I mean, how did you get into this?
No, it's actually quite bizarre, because I remember watching the Wiggles when I was little, and I'm probably the perfect generation of the Wiggles, because I'm 23 and the Wiggles are 23 this year. And I remember wanting to dance because I'd seen the Wiggles, and one of their shows back in Australia when I was really little, about six, they actually videoed the live show, and when they cut away to the audience, my sister and I are dancing in the audience on the video, which is so bizarre.
They need to do a flashback. They need to go, here's Emma before.
Yeah.
Here's Emma after.
it's pretty funny. My sister and I are in matching dresses, and it's a pretty cute colorway. But I never thought I'd be a Wiggle. Even when I joined the Wiggles as a fairy, I never thought that being a Wiggle would ever be something that I could pursue. And now that it's happened, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
So what's it like to when people say, oh, what do you do for a living? I mean, if they don't know, and you go,
I'm a child entertainer.
I'm a Wiggle.
Actually, you know, it's especially when we're traveling and you have to write it on your boarding part, like your customs form, and they say, oh, what are you? And you say performer. And they always ask because they want to know, you know, what are you? And you're like, I'm a Wiggle. And some of them just go, you know, crazy. They're just so excited. Or they say, wow, I didn't know there was a girl Wiggle. And, you know.
You're lying. They're all boys. Yeah. Reject. 23 years. That's crazy.
I know, isn't it just, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's such an unimaginable feat. The guys have been touring nonstop for 23 years, and I've been on the road with the Wiggles for about 3 years now, and the touring life is, you know, there's a lot in it. You know, we're doing about 2 shows every day for 6 days a week, and we're traveling all across the States and all through Canada, and that's just 2 months of the whole year. We're really away from home for about 8 to 9 months of the year, so it's a big chunk of your life.
So of the original Wiggles, or are they like, you know, they're middle age now, right? So, you know, they go into like nursing homes and stuff and do the routine for the older generation?
We make that joke about Jeff because Jeff is actually 60 and this year, and he's got a pacemaker, and it's kind of, you know, a part of the reason why he decided to retire. And, you know, it's pretty unbelievable that he's, you know, he's reached 60 and he was still touring, when he was 60. And I think that's just, you know, great. And, they're all in Australia and they're all spending time with their families, but, no nursing homes yet. They're still wiggling and helping us write songs. And we always see them when we're back in Australia.
You could see it 20 years from now, the Wiggles would be in nursing homes. They'll all be in wheelchairs, you know, wheeling around. Performing.
I even said to Jeff, I said, if I have to make it to 60, I have to Wiggle for 37 years. So that's a long time.
Think about what great shape you're going to be in if you Wiggle for that long.
I know, but that's where they are. You know, Jeff is just amazing. And, I mean, he eats incredibly healthy. You know, he eats a lot of fish and fruit and veggies. And, a lot of us have bikes on the tour and scooters, and we try and scooter and bike around, not just to see the towns, but to find some good food everywhere we are.
Well, we've been talking about childhood obesity, and I know part of what the Wiggles is about is getting kids moving. So,
yeah.
You know, what's your thought on why these kids have gotten so fat?
I think, you know, we're living in such a technological age at the moment where, you know, I understand that sometimes for parents it's easier to give their phone to the child, and they're playing on the phone, and, you know, there's so many different apps, and some of the apps are really great and really educational. And, you know, we even have apps, you know, Wiggly apps as well, and that's a really great way of sometimes keeping the children quiet.
Is that really a term, Wiggly apps? Wiggly apps?
Wiggly apps.
There are Wiggly apps, like the Wiggles have apps. but sometimes I think that time that the children are spending either watching the TV or on the iPad or on the computer, it has to be minimized. And that's why we really encourage getting outside. And one of our songs is called Getting Strong, and it's all about running and jumping and skipping and you know, getting outside and having a great time.
Well, you're from Australia, and so what are the childhood obesity rates like in Australia compared to here in the United States?
I actually don't think we're far behind, which is a sad thing to say, and I wish that it wasn't true, particularly because we are a really outdoor kind of nation. I like to think of ourselves as beach and sun and, you know, playing around, but, you know, we tour Australia really extensively, and we have over the last 5 months before we came over to North America, and it is really sad to see some of the children, you know, in this condition. And you know, I think we really have to make sure that we're really looking at what is going into our food as well, especially the production of food nowadays. There's so much food being made for such big masses that I don't think we can really, you know, control what we're eating. And I think we need to be a little bit more careful.
Now, how about other countries? Are you noticing obesity in other countries or not?
At the moment, we've really just toured, you know, in America and in Canada and Australia and New Zealand. I mean, the quality of food in New Zealand is amazing. So I don't think that the obesity is too bad there. We've been to the UK, but, you know, we definitely notice it a lot more here in the States. And, you know, we try our best to, you know, get the children dancing. Sometimes the children are in wheelchairs, and, you know, even if they can, you know, have a great time and understand and the awareness of healthy food as well.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems in this country is we seem to be obsessed with our kids' teeth. I mean, parents will spend thousands of dollars.
Not a problem in the UK.
But to put braces on a kid, but they have no problem letting them get morbidly obese. It's sad.
And I think, it's a big problem here in the States, I understand, with high fructose corn syrup. And a lot of that is just in everything. And you don't notice it. And like tomato sauce here or ketchup here, has a lot of the, you know, high fructose in it. And in Canada, for example, or in Australia, it's banned, I know. So I think, you know, out the food regulation.
No, wait, just clarify what's banned? High fructose corn syrup in its entirety or just banning it in certain foods?
I think it's banned in certain foods. Yeah, in Australia, it's banned.
Well, you know, the U.S. needs to jump on that. I was just doing a television segment on this very thing about labels and how misleading these labels are. We're going to do a show on it, actually, because it's really amazing. But that was one of them. Like, I picked up whole grain bread, and you pick it up, and it only had a very small portion of whole grains, and the third ingredient was high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's totally misleading.
I know, and you don't even think that that would be in certain foods. You know, when you think of certain foods like ketchup, I didn't even know that that was in it. And then I got here, and then I heard about it, and I was like, whoa, I better stop using that.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the most famous, you know, wiggly songs is Fruit Salad Yummy Yummy. And the message is so clear. It's just fruit, and it's all together, and it's really yummy, and it's really good for you. And a lot of people know the Wiggles because of that song, and I think messages like that really need to be spread.
Well, it's so funny you said that. Now it's going in my head because my kids used to always run around the house singing that.
It's just such a great song. And, you know, actually, just off obesity, we've noticed a lot more allergies around everywhere. And we actually have a song called Peanut Butter and another song called Ooey Allergies. And I think a lot of some parents, you know, restrict their children from having different foods, but then it actually can make them have an allergy to that food. And so I think parents need to be really aware, especially when you're sharing food in preschools and daycares, because some children do have very severe allergies.
Yeah, and some of them are too young to know the difference. I want to make sure our listeners know to go to thewiggles.com, thewiggles.com. You can look at where the Wiggles are touring. We're not going to let Emma go because we're going to have her back on in just a second. But we have to head to a short break. Stay tuned because coming up, we're going to talk more about this this whole childhood obesity issue. But we're also later going to do the Dementia Defender, your chance to win a free copy of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. So don't go away.
If you suffer from digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or a foggy brain, the answer may be found in the foods you eat. Everyone has a different tolerance to foods. The ALCAT test can look for food sensitivities and helps provide you with a roadmap for your personalized nutrition. Blood tests, taken in the office, can simply change your life or the life of someone you know. Isn't it time to feel the best that you can? Call 817-552-4300 now to arrange for the ALCAT test. The ALCAT can measure everything from foods, additives, colorings, to chemicals and medicinal herbs that you may be sensitive to. Stop guessing where your symptoms are coming from and start getting information. No matter where you live, arrangements can be made for you to get the answers you need. Call 817-552-4300 today or visit emtexas.com. 817-552-4300. 4300 or visit emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Effective, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy. I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And you could win a free copy of that book if you actually come up with the right answer to the Dementia Defender, which will be later this hour. And the number you're going to want to write this down, 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932, and then the website emtexas, that's Texas spelled out, emtexas.com. You can contact us either way with that answer later this hour. But we're talking with Emma, who is the first ever female Wiggle, and we've been talking about childhood obesity. And
yeah, I wanted to mention there's, you know, the traditional view has been that children or adults overeat, they develop insulin resistance, you know, their obesity is what's causing the insulin resistance. There's a big body of thought now that actually, because the nutrition is so lousy with all the processed foods and the high fructose corn syrup, that what happens is the insulin resistance happens first because of all the refined foods, and that because the insulin resistance happens first, it's easier to get obese afterwards because fat is the easiest place to store extra sugar. And it sounds like a subtle difference, but the cure obviously is to stop all these highly refined foods and high fructose corn syrup, and that in itself may lower all these incidences of childhood obesity and diabetes.
Yeah, and I got to put in a shameless plug here. Not really shameless, but I have to plug the Stay Young vitamin line, because we have a pharmaceutical grade supplement line, and we always seem to be on the show talking about all the adult things that we have in that line, but we actually have a chewable children's multi, and then we also have a teen multi, and we've seen great, great results with the kids. I mean, I know our kids definitely are on them, and they actually do very well, because we have all this genetically modified food and we're not getting the nutrition that we should be getting. So I have to throw that out there and put that out there because I don't think we talk about it enough. We talk a lot about adult nutrition, but just, you know, getting here talking about the children's nutrition.
Well, I tell parents if they, you know, if the parents come in and we tell them you're vitamin D deficient, it's like, if you're vitamin D deficient, odds are your kids are too.
Oh, yeah.
You need to get them on supplements and get those levels back up into the norms.
Yeah, here's a little statistic for you right on that same level. Less than half of preschoolers actually consume 2 servings of fruit in a day. That's pathetic. It's all a bunch of packaged, processed stuff. Hey, Emma, do you have that problem in Australia where everything's so packaged and overprocessed?
I think it's not as bad in Australia, and we even know as adults, you know, on the tour that we find that definitely, overall, I think fresh food is more available in Australia. And I think that's why you guys over here have Whole Foods, and we love Whole Foods when we come here because we just know that we can get everything there and it's really easy to get to. But I don't think we've got something like that in Australia because I think, we have probably a better quality of fruit and veggies over there just everywhere. And so that's probably why we don't have a store like that.
Well, I love that you mentioned Whole Foods. You
know, started here in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, yeah, well, though we're nationally syndicated, and some places don't have that. I heard a talk once. It was actually a brilliant talk by a C-level executive for Cigna that said the biggest problem in our health right now in America is that we don't have access to the foods that we need, the fresh foods. So even in these inner cities and such, they may have, you know, a small grocery store or a stop and go down the street, but they don't have access necessarily to Whole Foods, or they don't have a car because there's so much walking.
And they don't have anything.
Yeah.
And there's actually a fundraiser group that what they do is they take semis and load them up with fresh produce and such, and they'll go into those neighborhoods on a regular basis and then, you know, kind of be a mobile grocery store where they bring in healthy options.
But even in the stores where there's all the produce and people should shop at the edges of the grocery stores where the fresh vegetables and fruits are and so on, that doesn't happen. People just go right away to the box stuff, the canned stuff, the really unhealthy stuff.
Yeah, they take the easy option, and it's not the best option for sure.
Or they market it to the parents as they get them the drinks that look like they have fruit juice in them, and they have 10% fruit juice in them, and the rest is high fructose corn syrup. And
that's right.
I see them popping straws into it and handing it to Junior all the time. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No, and here's the thing. We talk about truth in labeling. They'll say made with real fruit juice. All they have to do is put 2 droplets of real fruit juice in there, and it's made with real fruit juice because it doesn't say it's 100% fruit juice. It just says made with real fruit juice.
I think juice is a bit of a hidden debacle, isn't it? I feel like I think if I want to have some juice, which I hardly ever drink juice unless it's veggie juice, if I squeeze an orange myself, then that is the amount of juice that I should be having.
That's right.
Whereas a whole bottle of juice is really like so many oranges, for example, and people they don't need that many. You know, I don't think that's necessary. So I think if they were going to drink juice, it should be in really, really small portions or just not at all.
Yeah. Well,
that's why Thomas said if you have to squeeze it yourself, you wouldn't drink as much. I mean, you'll buy the store, even if it's 100% juice, they're buying half gallons of it and drinking it a couple glasses a day.
Right, and they can finish that off in maybe 2 days. But if you look at, and this is the real trick, you look at the grams of sugar per serving, then look at the serving size. I mean, boy, an 8-ounce glass of even pure 100% orange juice, that's way too much sugar. You talk about, you know, getting these insulin overloads and such and inflammation because of them. That's, even though it's real, it's 100% real, doesn't mean you need to consume that much of it.
No, I agree with that entirely.
I think we should, you know, we talk about beer bellies sometimes. I think we should talk about juice bellies.
I think that's definitely the key. People think that they're actually drinking something healthy, but you don't need that much sugar. And if you are going to drink a juice, it's really good to supplement something in there, like a vegetable, like kale, which is really good, celery, cucumber. And if you have that in your juice, it's definitely better. Carrots.
So did you develop your healthy eating behaviors as you grew up, or was that something that was going on in your household?
I think it was going on in my household, and I don't think I noticed it until I started traveling. And then I realized that none of the food that I was used to was here. And the only place that I could really get it was Whole Foods. And I just found that generally it wasn't as accessible here in America. And, you know, I really sometimes would just not, you know, go anywhere except for Whole Foods here.
Well, I have a daughter that's what we call her, the food Nazi, and she's even at college. She'd go to Whole Foods and get her stuff. And when she lived abroad in the south of France, though, her experience was they had the fresh fruits and vegetables came in every day. And, you know, it didn't have to go out of your way to get it. And the bread was made at the bakery, and you got, you know, you stopped and did your shopping and grocery, and it was a whole different way. And she loved it. So.
Yeah. And I think that's important.
Well, I think we need to get back to, we talk about this a lot on the show too, and that is growing your own stuff. I love having a garden, and we ate, man, the tomatoes out of there, and I don't eat jalapenos, but I always bring them for Dr. Anderson out of the garden because he'll eat them. And then we have all the, you know, fresh herbs and such, but there's something about growing it and then eating it that, I don't know, it's good for the soul or something.
And I think you understand how much of it grows. Like the juice thing, you won't actually produce that many berries or that many oranges. And that is sufficient for the person. So I think if you do grow your own stuff, you do start to realize how much you actually need personally.
Well, that's a good point, because when we were growing, I don't know, certain things, tomatoes or whatever, like, okay, like this cantaloupe. I grew this cantaloupe and I was like, we have a cantaloupe. I was so excited. I cut it into slices. But, you know, you go to the store, you might pick up 3 cantaloupes.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you grow it yourself, you're right. You do. You portion it out differently.
Yeah.
So we had the old days where mom stayed at home. There was a garden. Everything was prepared from scratch. Nutrition was better.
Now, hold on. I don't stay at home and I got a garden. What is that?
I'm just saying.
It was a
different time.
So the Wiggles try to incorporate nutrition into their music and get the kids up and moving. Have they been, have any associations with any kind of pediatric groups that are working on child obesity or child nutrition?
I think they have over the years, definitely. And actually in Canada, we're supporting Chorus Feeds Kids, which actually not only just provides awareness for children about healthy eating, but actually practically providing food depots at schools and at preschools and at daycares to try and be able to give the children healthy food. And that's really important to us.
Well, I think that's really interesting. I sit on the board of a Kiwanis club, and I brought it to the board that we need to have kind of like, you know, there's the feed the children. We need to have a feed the children right movement,
yeah.
You know, because we're not necessarily all starving.
Yeah, Sally Struthers' kids get fed pretty good.
Yeah, nutritiously, right. But, you know, our kids may be eating, but it doesn't mean they're getting what they need. But, Emma, yeah. It's been great having you on the show. I want to make sure all the listeners know to go to thewiggles.com, and you can look up Emma, and you can look at the schedule and see when they're going to be where and where they're going to be. But, hey, write down 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932 in the website emtexas.com, because coming up, we're going to do Dementia Defender. And if you send us the right answer, we may be sending you a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Stay tuned. Don't go away. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer Bio-T bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-8255. EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms. Everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy. I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. And we have a new book coming out, Age to Perfection. And many of you have read our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Later, we're going to have a Dementia Defender question. That's our trivia question. And I love it when the phones start ringing after the show or right afterwards and people are calling us with the answers, because if you call us with the right answer and a good explanation, we read your name on the air, then you could get a copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And I want to congratulate Wanda Lunsberry of Dayton, Tennessee. She got a copy of the book. Actually, should have had it by now. Hope you're done reading it and following all of those steps, Wanda.
And so the question that Wanda answered was the question about, you have a glass of water with an ice cube in it, and after the ice cube melts, will the water level be less, more, or the same? The correct answer is... it will be the same. It's part of what's known as the Archimedes principle. We had a lot of incorrect answers, and so I wanted to mention the correct answer for those that are wondering why their names weren't announced on the air. Also, a previous question was about a bus driver. The question started off as follows. You are the bus driver, and then there were a bunch of different directions how the bus went, and at the end the question was, what is the eye color of the bus driver? And of course, it all starts with, you are the bus driver, so the eye color is your own eye color. So we had a lot of questions about that, too. So I wanted to answer those, too.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's really fun to see people, you know, light up those phones and call us. I mean, we don't always just send out one book. We've had instances where we've sent out three or four books because we had some great answers. And sometimes we sent out a book once we did because it was the wrong answer, but it was so hysterical the way they answered it that, you know, we had to send them a book because we loved it. But just write the number down, 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. And the website emtexas.com, because that's where you'll send your answers. And then we'll do the Dementia Defender here coming up. You know, this whole topic on childhood obesity and such, it really is a crisis. I mean, I am very, very concerned. Over the years, you know, all of us have been, I think if we added up how long we've been in the medical field, the years together, we'd be over 100 years combined. But we've seen people that are in, you know, their 40s, 50s, 60s, some of them having to lose their legs, some of them having heart disease and heart attacks and all kinds of things that started with how they were treating their bodies at a very young age. And now what we're seeing with the kids and the rates of obesity in these kids and the chronic disease we're going to see out of them, it's terrifying.
Yeah, and I think obviously what we're driving at here is parents have to make a conscious decision to look at the nutrition of their kids. You know, not what's quick, not what's easy, but what's right. And it takes effort. And it's hard after a long day of work to come home and start thinking what's nutritious to feed the family or even myself. So you have to go to extra effort and get the right nutrition. And it's so important.
Well, and not only from a medical standpoint, they've linked, you know, academic performance and cognitive functions to, you know, the quality of one's nutrition and such. So, I mean, if you want your kid to do well and meet their optimal potential, it's, you know, make sure they've got nutrition. I always give patients a little insight. I say, you know, you're feeding your pet better because you're going and buying these highly, you know, scientifically manipulated, you know, dog and cat foods and such, which is great. But Fido's going to outlive you and be smarter than you. So,
well, I think you make a really good point. We do tend to treat our pets better than our kids. Because we don't think about
That's
it.
Sometimes because the pets are better than our kids.
Sometimes they're just nicer.
Well, the pets don't argue with you, and they
and you can lock them.
Obedient.
You can lock them up, and you don't get thrown in jail too.
Yeah, right? and they give you unconditional love. I mean, you know, something to be said for that.
You know, there's so much I could say right now, but let's talk about. Are parents educated enough to know, or are they deceived by the labels? And we are going to do a show on labels, especially after, you know, just doing this television show I did today. I was thinking of all the things that we could have said. I thought that's an hour show. So we are going to do a show. We're going to take specific labels and talk about them.
Well, the information's there, but I mean, obviously they put on the label what they want to see. So most people aren't going to go past what's on the front of the box or the package,
right,
et cetera, and not flip it over and know how to read it or understand it. And ironically, and you can confirm it when we do the show, but a lot of what is regulated on that is done by the food industry. You know, so it's the fox watching the chicken or watching the hen house. I mean, it's,
yeah.
They change and make the rules and then they make them in a way that they can get around actually exposing what's in it. And it's not just what you think of as bad food. Some of those brands that you think is good food may not have high fructose corn syrup in it, but it has, you know, rehydrated cane sugar in it, which is just as bad, or maybe not quite as bad, but it's still sugar and it looks like it's a nutritious, you know, nutrition bar or health bar, and you stick it in your kid's backpack and off they go. So,
well, if you take a can of that, the Dr. Pepper that has the imperial sugar on the front, and Sprite's no better, so I'm not really picking on this one. If 40 grams of sugar in that can. So if you set a glass next to it and you put 10 teaspoons of sugar, you're going to see how much of that can is sugar. And I'm not picking on the Dr. Pepper. It could be any of them. That Sprite is 36 grams. And then I love what they've done. I don't know if you guys have noticed this. You go down the grocery aisle and you're going to notice that all of the sodas have changed the can size to a smaller can. This is their response to there's too much sugar in soda. So what do? They reduce the size of the can. What are the kids going to do? They're going to fill up a glass with ice. They're going to pour two cans in it. They're still going to drink the same amount, but this was the amount of sugar per serving.
Isn't it funny that for a while, way back when, it went from, you know, it was bigger and bigger. First, there was, you know, quarts when I was a kid. You know, you couldn't get quarts. There's quart sodas and glass bottles. And then they went to liter plastic bottles. Then they went to two liter bottles. Now they're going back the other way. Or the new one is the you make your own at home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They sell the packets, like the little coffee, and it you know, carbonates the water and it has all the sugar and stuff in it. So.
Well, I told the lady at the station today, if you're a, because she said, oh, I drink Sprite all the time. I said, well, you need to just get a Perrier and put a lime in it. You know, if you really like the fizz, then get a fizzy water.
Oh, and that's so eco-sensitive, too, because you're hauling, you know, water over from the Alps. And
it can be other sparkling water.
The carbon footprint of that is nothing, right? You know, so don't give me anything about driving my SUV, because that bottle of Perrier has a bigger carbon footprint than my whole life.
Well, you got a good point there. But you know, just as a way to replace some of these things, one thing we started doing is just keeping cut up fruit in the fridge because it was so easy to reach for anything that was a processed carb. And even though fruit is carbohydrates, we're trying to get more of those berries. And we all know that berries, the more color that's in it, the more antioxidants you have in it and such. So if we could do this with our kids, get them to reach for something like fruit and vegetable snacks, you know, put it in little snack baggies.
Here's how you know you're doing good with your kids' nutrition, when no one will trade them.
That's right.
So when they're taking their lunch and they're like, you know, did you trade your lunch? No one wants the stuff you're sending me with, Mom. It's like, great, we're doing a good job.
It's time. It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D. Today we're talking murder. Yes, a man was killed on Sunday morning. His wife found the body and called the police. Inspector Anderson arrived and questioned the chef, the maid, the butler, and the gardener. Their alibis were the chef was making breakfast, the maid was getting the mail, the butler was setting the table, the gardener was watering the plants. Inspector Anderson immediately arrested the criminal. Who was it? And how did he know?
I'm sorry. You just get so into it. I just have to laugh. We actually have to, like, turn away from our mics because we're cracking up. But that's a good Dementia Defender. All right, folks. So you're going to call 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932, or you can go to our website, emtexas.com, emtexas.com, and you can fill out the information there. Don't forget, if you do it through the website or even if you call, you got to give us all of your information because we cannot send you a book or read your name on the air and such. We don't know who you are. So don't just say, you know, this is Sally and here's the answer. You got to give us all your contact stuff because then we can send you the book. And we're so excited. Again, thank you to Wanda and for getting that one right. And I know you're having fun reading that book. Don't forget also, Age to Perfection. You guys have been waiting for it. You can go on the website. You can actually order a copy of it now. By the time we get your order, we'll probably be ready to ship that book out. So we should be getting that in any day. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, and we're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Visit us on emtexas.com. Talk to you next week.
And precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.